And ama let's assume it's not even Godi tena. Wacha tu assume si Godi tena. Mm. But let's assume there's an Abanton artist who traveled to Australia, who was called by Kenyans, who admired his talent in Kenya. They invite him to go to Australia, and then he steals from the people who've given him that chance.
Yeah.
How messed up is that? You end up like, whoa, where do you live? Change. We live a chain in Australia.
I can't help but notice you have a new chain on your your neck.
Is it that? Yeah. Is that that infamous?
Is that yours? Is that the infamous chain?
Every,
I'm sure yet to tapewa because these are, so now these are cramps, these are nuts, peers, and acquire the numb cramps. Cramps is in a kwanga very tough. Eh?
Mm.
Yeah, during.
we need our 2 days.
We need our 2 days as well.
Ikonene.
Ikonene.
Episode 573. Tukusema like, subscribe, hit the notification button, tell a friend to tell a friend. Na leo tukona a friend of the show and kusha iskiaga aso wawili, Kisiangani na Bashir Halaiki. Every time I'm around them, they call me the podfather. So lazima ni kuita jo the comedian godfather. Because neza sema Doug Mutai is the most influential comedian after Churchill. He come to creating something. I don't know ka kuna time o zoom out. Alaf you look at what you created. Ama
yeah man, that sometimes I have a few times but I realize that una lose focus. Heri tu you keep your head down and you keep doing.
Yes.
Paka ufika mahali unataka kufika.
Yeah. So kuna shindo kwa nini nasema hivyo, like Doug is the founder of a stand up collective and because of stand up collective right now Kenya has a comedy culture. Right now Kenya has comedy clubs. Na kama uko na bibi na mnakanga tu kwa hao every weekend, bibi anafakukazia, acha ujinga eh. Kuna comedy shows siku hizi.
Pelekwa kwa show.
Ni mingi sana siku hizi mpaka it's
paka
interesting.
Tuko na main venue now. We have, you know, Suave. Suave Kitchen is full-time comedy. Like it's designed for comedy. Not full-time, but...
So, Suave, Ivo, alafu Chemi Chemi.
Chemi Chemi as well, yes.
Yes.
But Chemi Chemi, you know, it was a partnership, nini nini. It was converted into what it is now.
Yes.
But Suave, ni sasa, it was designed for with comedy in mind.
Oh. Okay, okay. Yeah. Suave bado tutakuja.
It's like what, a week, 2 weeks old.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, Suave so tutakuja. Tutakuja Suave. I think this past weekend Suave ilikuwa na ile show ya nani, si ndio?
Yeah.
That's David. Where we're going to launch David.
Yeah, David's searching the boy child. They were screening there.
Mm.
And then they did the show. And then the Friday as well, the show walifanya huko. So it was a nice, it's amazing. It feels,
na hii weekend, Suave, kuna ni?
Yeah, hii weekend, kuna suggestion box on Thursday. Kesho kuna showcase and Saturday as well as a showcase.
Okay, okay. Yeah. I think your Saturday showcase, ndio tunizaba kitu metokea.
Yeah.
Because this, me and my wife tunatumiaga this as our pastime. Alafu I think tulipata na wewe majuzi na kunga with the wives
index one. Yes,
yeah, tuko tumepeleka the wives out
the, out there tuwapeleka culture hii culture tu.
Yeah, so watu wajue jo sisi ni watu wa kupeleka the wives out
bana,
and that's why we are asking you too to do the same man. Sifanya wife a boy okay? Because women get bored easily. Sijuka wako anakuaga hivyo. Wangu na juntolea guys, I'm so bored.
I just need something to do. Yeah.
So now everything like lazima mpeleke hapa. You have to keep things exciting and unpredictable. And even, I don't know if you do that, but for me, if I'm taking her to a comedy show, sometimes I tell her last minute because I feel like when you surprise them, they take it better than ukimwambia like 2 weeks from now. You know, 2 weeks from now, nitakupeleka hii show.
In they fact, she might bail out if you do something mapema sana.
Hiyo
siku amechoka ni, but it's like, hey, there's somewhere we're going. Yeah, sijui wanafurahianga kwa nini.
They're just weird people. I love how's the show? Your show ya nani? Ya Nyokafi.
Hey, I really loved that show. That show in a panel BTO. You know, one of the things, you know, I used to be a theater guy, but the thing is, with theater shows, I struggle sometimes. I've seen a few where it's not balanced. It's not been balanced. The emotions have not been balanced. You go too hard on one thing. I don't know. And I don't know if it's a choice.
Yes.
But for Nyokafi show, it was so well balanced. Like, very little I had to complain about. And that is from a perspective of a critic who keeps complaining about creative stuff.
Yeah.
I had nothing to complain about. Like, the show was just like, oh, okay. Like, I enjoyed it the whole way.
Because this was the funny thing. Like, mimi, on Sunday morning, if you told me that Sunday evening, ningekuwa kwa like Nyokavi's show, ningekuambia Z. Then what happens? I think at around 11, time naamka, I get a message from a friend of mine, yule wa gana deal nao kwa marketing side. You go like, hey, by the way, Nyokavi's show iko leo, and I have some tickets for you.
Yeah.
So you, Ian, and your wives, because wanajuaga sisi tukienda pahali lazima. So wakasema like saa tiko ziko nikapigia Ian yeye akaniambia tayari iko na plans so he can't cancel but I was like since I have 4 tickets let me call like an Ikonini fan. There's an Ikonini fan based in Australia but go around Kenya anaitwa Njogu so sumita gandovu niku nikamdungia yeye akaniambia pia hizi dress kula wife wake yuko wife wake alikuwa ameenda ku visit family and what and what so now me your time my wife had gone to the in-laws so I have to call her so namwambia niaje I have this show. I want us to go. We fika by 5:30. Akafika 6. So he kufika 6, around 6:30. Tunakuja. So tukikuja, because it's not a show that I'd planned for. My expectations were like upper.
Super low.
Show ilifika upper. Like by the time the intermission was happening, since we'd gotten free tickets, na kwa nikiambia wife, like, look at all these actors involved here.
Yeah.
It's not, I don't think it's fair. Yeah, for sisi kupata free tickets since this show tulienda huko chini tukanunua tiko sasa
because it appears as after
that's how good that show was
that and your show my panel bit and shots from Africa I think what they do it with nice and then they did it so I watched the scratch show the very first one because they did it at the Laugh Bar it was on a Tuesday wakaita tu industry na wakaipiga it was still good then and then I watched it and I was like that's great no notes And then now, and then I keep hearing that the next episodes was even different. So I was like, I have to go to this one. Because I planned to go for the one for the Kid Fest. When they did it at Kid Fest, I couldn't. I think I had planned to go the initial showing as well. I did Sikweza. But sasa hii, I was glad nilienda hiyo. I think it was the last one.
Yeah, it was the last
for
one.
For this year at the very least.
Yes.
Na ilikuwa imejaa wasanii. I guess everyone was like, yeah, we have to make it.
We have to,
Because kila mtu who is working weekend could not make it on the prime night. But it was an amazing show. Hey, shout out to Nyakafi and Nice. Walifanya kazi po sana. Na hiyo team yao.
Yeah.
It was, they did a lot of, that show is well, it is well done.
Yeah. So, let's get out there. Sindio. Yeah,
culture, man.
So, nice. But before tuendelea, pia nimekumbuka kitu fulani. I just told you, nikipiga intro yako, nikasema you're the most influential comedian after Churchill's. And I was actually thinking about it.
Yeah.
Buddha, I don't know if Itumbi knows about what you're doing, but you did. According to me, you deserve ile HSC.
Yeah,
head of state commendation.
Yeah.
Sasa shida ni wasiwajui Doug Mutahi atakuwa amepatiwa jina mkale.
Bana, mimi naogopa hizo vitu. Mimi I'm always like, "Ai, ai. Me judge me for my things, bana."
Yeah. Because you said on a Doug Mutahi alafu on a comedy. So msa kujia atakuwa. Let's get you go. Ya
mwenye wameitwa.
Ruta started rewarding.
Yeah, his cronies.
Bro.
Yeah, naona siku mrefu.
Yeah, alafu ile joke yako ati unagaga like sijia what of what. Ni Gideon
Moore
ya nuhu.
Kipchumba Murkaman and Gideon Moore.
Yeah.
Hey, it's been my life difficult. Mi naonanga hata kuna watu tu wananichukianga juu tu mi I look like a politician. Like your resemblance tu wanasema, mtu tu simpendi sijui why. You know, it's weird, but it's, you know, it's what you are dealt with. You just deal with it as you go, but you don't relent. But I'm sure they are aware of what we do, but they are not really aware fully. Because, of course, what we've created also in our pigger on one end, kuna watu saidi yao, kuna watu wenye wako saidi yao on our spectrum. So, I don't know, it's a mixed bag, but I'm sure I'll still...
I think this is a challenge out there to nani, Butita, because Butita at least anajua na ganasi. Butita jo, anajua kazi yako, you've worked together.
Yeah,
Butita man,
boy,
HSC, next year, 2026, man. Like, Buddha, I'll keep telling you this, but what you've done for comedy, apa... Like, and this also goes out to anyone, you like on holiday size, and ama uko in Kenya for some time, and people who just live here in Kenya, just know that every day, basically, I mean, every at least 5 days a week, there's somewhere to go and laugh.
Yeah.
And
this
guy has played a role in that. It's very raw comedy that pushes the envelope to the fullest, najua. So that's just a beautiful thing. So, Buddha, I hope, hopefully... 2026 HSC. Pia mimi najiput out there.
Wanapeanga lini?
Inakuwaga Jamhuri Day.
And the criteria?
The criteria is people who have excelled in their field.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
yes.
Okay,
so even pia mina expect HSC podcasting kwa chujinga. Afuna jaraya sita kwa mwafiki chukua hiyo na manisha ume support Ruto. Wee kuenda huko.
Wee kuenda huko, umepea pesa.
I don't take that nonsense seriously. Yeah. People take things.
It's a lot of conspiracy happening.
Yeah, mafu so take vitu personal sana. Mm. Yeah, hiyo ni shauri yao. But nkwata katu bonge jive vitu kadha. Yeah. On the day that we are shooting, eh?
On the day of the Lord.
Yes. Wasi wako walikuwa wana trend. Wasi wako wa the wind down.
Yes.
So the wind down ended up hosting this comedian. And it was Paul the Black.
Paul the Black.
Alafu Paul the Black akaenda pamepatia na story fulani. And that was super interesting.
Yeah.
So wacha tusikize hii story alafu tucheki. So this was on Pashogram. So on Pashogram waliandika, Kenyan Australian comedian Paul the Black narrates how an urban tone artist stole from his friend during a performance trip. So I'd already watched this clip kwa nini?
Generation.
Yes, kwa the wind down. Yeah. Yes. But I didn't know that this guy is a comedian. Na cheki.
Oh yeah.
So after kujua hivyo, wacha tusikize story.
In Australia and we need, I think we need to call it out. You know, we bring a lot of artists from Kenya over to Australia to perform. Now there's this one artist mwenye alikuja kaibia kila mtu huko Australia.
What do you mean?
Alikama kabeba laptop.
Artist
msanii
msanii ambaye anajulikana
for real
alikuibia nini
ni rapper okay let's generally ni rapper lakini ni rapper flani
ni rapper ni rapper ni hawa Abanton artist
Abanton si unamjua
unamtambua
unamjua
ni venye sina 6 mil ya defamation na leo ndo going great size
acha nikwambie enda uangalie video zake zote Instagram sahi akona shanga yashanga shanga yenye imekewa wembe hapo
yeah
you ni
so akona shanga imekewa wembe so vila nini wali Mpashogram waliandika hii story waliandika detectives assemble Paul the Black a comedian from Kenya based in Australia alleges that an nini artist stole from him so in the process now vila waliandika hivyo
Yes.
I had to go through the comments because I'm trying to find out who.
Yeah, I was the same. I was like, hata nilikuwa naona comments na miss kona leo because I don't know the guy.
Yeah. So I did a few zinaitangwa nile trial and error. Nikafikiria juu ya Abanton artist who've been to the Australia. So number one that came to mind was Tipsy G because tukua na Tipsy here and Tipsy talked about how Australia was such an iconic moment for him.
Yeah.
Checked all his videos, sikuwa na any chain with Razor. The second one was Father Mo. I was like, what, let me check Father Mo. Nione Father Mo pia nika check nikona hakuna. So I gave up. I was like, I'll never know who it is. Goditena was the last person on my mind. Onishambia hatu ni nini. So after kukuja kwa comments za Mpashogram, ndio nika check msani tuwa Kimvina, menika Goditena. Afu waka checka. Alafu mwingine pia kaandika Goditena. Nasikia huku, wendo unawakata wembe. Na chains za Australia. Alafu ungina kanika huyo ni godi tena. So sisi lazima tu seme this is these are allegations.
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly ni godi tena.
Godi tena.
So wacha tuende kwa nini Instagram ya godi tena tucheki kama kuna pali popote kuna chain and tuone kama hii chain iko na wembe jo. So kienda hapo jo. Unaona wembe yote jo? Hapo.
No, ni kama kuna mtu anakatwa shingo na wembe.
Unaona wembe jo?
Ndio godi tena na wembe.
Yes, wembe. Yes, ni godi tena. Alafu hapa ni yeye, I think akiwa Australia itself.
Uh-huh.
Alafu alikuwa 53 floors up in Sydney. So tunajua godi pia shaenda hiyo area. Uh-huh. Alafu luxury in my aura. So yes. So
allegedly?
Yes. So allegedly this is him and allegedly yeye alichukua hiyo chain.
Uh-huh.
Na allegedly saizi kwa kila video jo amekapigilia na chain.
Kuna shangaa huyu jamaa stylist wake ni lazy aje kumbe jamaa iko na sentimental value.
Hapo ni majuzi
Australia.
Aliko Australia majuzi 29th of November man. Yeah.
So ni juzi tu ameba. No wonder hata Paul alikuwa. Uliona vile Paul alikuwa anaongea na passion.
Hii
kitu bado ni raw. Unajua? Unajua anaweza pata Paul Dungu like Paul the Black.
Yes.
Amekuwa kama hii kitu ilingefanyika last year by now angeshasema
yes.
Forget. but ni juzi bro, like amekujia yeah. Ego di tena allegedly on the black amekujia chini ya beshte wake
tikia pojo akiwa unatikia hata hiyo. This is a very a much so clearer
is,
image.
This is before the show now.
This was I think akitoka huko because he was at Hamad International Doha.
In fact, you know, unaweza fanya more detective work kuangalia before aenda Australia alikuwa amevaa aje.
Oh, before aenda Australia aje.
Yeah, unaona so, utapata circumstantial evidence.
Yes. Tuone kama before aenda Australia.
Before aenda drone kama alikuwa na hiyo nini ya wembe.
Yeah.
Tujue kama ni Paul the Black
ndiye anadanganya.
Anatudanganya nini? Wewe sama bani wewe.
22nd of November yuko na hiyo. So I don't know if that one, but 22nd alikuwa tayari kwa Masaiza Melbourne.
Yeah.
So what to check it.
Kenya unaona hiyo kiingia aha.
Hii ni Kenya. Hapa hakuna chain.
Hakuna chain. Bro, ai ai ai.
On 16th of November jo hakuna chain.
Hakuna chain. Godi tena.
Eh. Ai godi gondi tena.
Yana kwa bila.
18th alikuwa na travel hakuna chain. But vile tumesema jo, hizi zote ni allegations.
Allegations, allegedly. Allegedly, pia libia Paul the Black manzi. So, angalia kama kuna dem after the fact.
Hapo sijacheki, but now.
No, Paul alisema tu joke.
Wacha tuangalie his story now, critically. Let's assume it's him. And, ama let's assume it's not even Godi tena. Wacha tu assume si Godi tena. But let's assume there's an urban tone artist who traveled to Australia, who was called by Kenyans who admired his talent in Kenya. They invite him to go to Australia and then he steals from the people who've given him that chance.
That's,
how messed up is that?
That's bottom behavior, man. That's bottom feeder behavior. Like, you don't do that. It's just, I understand, maybe it's a compulsion.
Yes.
But his personal problems aside, maybe it's a compulsion he cannot resist. Unaona vile mtu anakuanga addicted to, kuna watu wenye wako addicted to booze, wengine wako addicted to ladies. Maybe he's just addicted to nini, klepto stuff, kleptomaniacing.
Yeah.
So labda it's a compulsion he can't help, because he can't tell me he really needs help with that. Like, Sieti aliiba food. Unajua msange kuja atuambia, hey jamali, aliiba food kwa fridge yangu, utasema, labda alikuwa na njaa.
Yeah.
But this is stuff that you don't need to steal. So that's sad if that actually happened. I hear there was laptops involved as well.
Yeah, kuna laptop alichukua.
Hey, that's not nice, bana. That's not nice, bana. Unajaribia karia mapema. Like,
alafu unajua, it's, to me, I'd look at it this way. I think sometimes people don't understand. I think this is something that I got from Daddy Owen. Daddy Owen kwanza ananzisha podcast yena DJ Mo. I think it was the Daddy Mo podcast or something, yes.
Okay.
And so a big shout out kwake. But tukiwa naye hapa, he talked about something called a destiny helper.
Correct.
And
correct.
He was talking about how some people come to your life to push you to the next level.
Yep.
And this is how I'd look at any promoter, like Australia, calling urban tone artists. Urban tone artists do not have such a big catalog.
They don't. So, like, I didn't know him.
Yes.
Honestly.
So since I have such a big catalog, anyone who's calling you is doing you, to a certain level, they are doing you a favor.
Yeah,
there are so absolutely many artists that they can call. Because I remember, like, last year, someone who performed there was Major. Major has, like, hits for days. Major can perform a hit for every hour for 24 hours. Godi tena cannot do that if it's him, that is. And any other urban tone artist. So for them to do that, I don't know. Like, it would be... This would be sad if this is actually true. Unajua pia tunaweza sema Paul the Black ni comedian, so he was making a joke. If this is actually true, it's sad. Alafu pia you that level of dishonesty. Kuna nafiki tunakuwa dishonest hivyo, where if you get a chance to steal, lazima tuibe.
Hey, manze, hiyo ni cultural problem, mimi sijaelewa. Tuko na shida culture. By the way, as much as even in general, usijui you blame politicians nini. Mimi nasemanga they are a reflection of who we are as a people.
Yes.
The opportunity to do wrong presents it, like the opportunity to just not do wrong, we don't take. Like, tuko na very bad culture. We have a very bad culture, ni ile ya it's crabs in a bucket mentality. Kwamba nisipo nini kuna mtu mwingine atabeba. Like, it's very insecure, it's bad. I don't know where it came from. I don't know what the cure is. But the reality of the fact is we are a corrupt people in general sense. And I don't know, and it's getting worse, because you could see in me, I think also it's got to do with, of course, siku blame the victims in this situation.
Yes.
This comes from, you know, lack. Of course, you start from a situation where there's nothing, but there's a lot of people, it's greed here, because there's a lot of people who don't have, but they're very
credible. They don't steal.
They don't do the worst possible behavior at the first opportunity they get. So sometimes when askianga, mi naonanga watu saa zingine hata whenever they talk and they clamor for change, we need change, we need, I'm always seeing people, more likely than not, the people who are clamoring are people who are just wanting the opportunity to do the evil themselves.
Yes.
They'd rather do it themselves. And that is one of the most heartbreaking things about our culture that we have now. And I don't know what got us there. The villages are still better, generally.
Yes.
Ukienda up country, Kenya, it's still better, but pia imeanza kuingia hiyo kitu. And it's like, I don't know what the cure is. I don't know, but I guess being aware of it is the beginning of it. Like, what wanaonanga, me kitu, I've encountered so many situations where, like, you just lack personal integrity.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's so bad because it's like, and me, the older I've grown, the more I've realized. And some people, it's not even lack of personal integrity. See, it's our intention, but wataonekana vibaya if they don't do this thing ya ujanja. Wataonekana wajinga, usipokuwa mjanja, unafaa kuwa mjanja. Like, hiyo kitu, me nimeiona so much in so many places in our culture, especially, mpaka nimefika ile point niko zile za, hey, it's exhausting. As a person, what I will do is I just decide I don't mess with that.
Okay.
I don't mess with that. I'd rather mimi wacha tu nicheze vile nacheza. Unione mjinga sawa tu, but I will not do that.
Because pia another thing I'd look at it is, kuna hii aspect ya laptop. I'd want to know, what sort of laptop is it? Because if it's a MacBook, the probability it's useless. It's just stolen a piece of stone.
Yeah.
Because MacBook,
I
think size, they've been designed in a design, in a way that even if you remove the hard disk, the fact that the other database, kila kitu yote, like whatever, inajulikana ni for this Apple account,
it's useless.
It's just a brick.
It becomes a brick. And you know, so the ignorance of it is, kama ni MacBook, aliichukua thinking, amekuwa mjanja.
Yeah.
Unajua, kujiona mjanja, unabeba, and then you realize, hey, by the way, this thing, you cannot do anything with it. It's very sad. By the way, mahali yako kijana anafako. If it's true,
yes,
but you should really think about it.
Think about it the other way.
Yeah.
Ukienda Gamaju mostly.
Yeah.
And Majuzu kumenda UK. So I don't know how that happened. Did you take yourself from the airport? Ulijifanya kila kitu? Even when you're traveling, you traveled alone. Eh?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
But for someone like an Abanton artist, I'm guessing what happens is these guys will host you in their own house.
Yes.
Yeah. After they host you, on the final day, watakupeleka kwa airport.
Mm-hmm.
Try and imagine, mtu anakupeleka airport, and at that point, umeiba laptop yao.
Bra.
Try and imagine, mtu anakupeleka airport, na umeiba chain yake.
Bra.
Like, hakuna ile... Because alafu mkiingia pale kwa nini kwa laptop like mpaka hizo za Kenya niko una ni travel nazo ndio mkifika pale vile asofika kwa airport tunaambia remove your laptop akitoa laptop kwa like buda joni gani
hizo kutoka bwa
ni gani hizi
it's so sad because a lot of people when you're platforming a lot of people abroad when you're platforming Kenyan artists there is a certain level of personal sacrifice they make.
Yes.
Because, like you said, they'll be hosting you at their houses.
Yes, personal space.
Personal. Probably the gig will not turn around a lot of money.
Yes,
so they are just doing this for the love of the culture. And that's why they are bringing you there half the time. And they have some money extra to spare on you. Now imagine a scenario, mtu amejitolea hivyo. And then not only umejifungia, umefungia future artists who could use a similar chance.
Yes.
Because when you look at a scenario like that, like an artist like BN, is commercially viable.
Yes.
So you can engage him on a commercial terms.
Yes.
So there's no personal sacrifice involved.
Mm.
But younger artists,
it's a gamble they're taking.
It's a gamble they're taking. And more likely than not, they'll not make any money. They'll have to require
that.
Have
you steal from them?
Yeah, now maibia bana, hiyo kitu sipo, it doesn't feel right. I don't know, mali mtu wako ana nini. Unless there was a miscommunication.
Miscommunication gani umevaa kitu ulichukua ulitoka nayo umekuja ukaivaa kwa shingo. Which miscommunication is that?
Misconstrued. For the chain, when you listen to the on wind down, it wasn't like
aliboro.
Aliboro.
Never returned
it. Yes, and never returned it.
And then akaanza kupiga nayo picha.
Yeah. So at that point you don't even know what about eh na kisha piga picha unajua
kama piga nao picha understand like cuz me this is what I'll say last year nilipata chance ya kwenda Majuu and I was hosted by equal any fans in their personal spaces.
Mm. Oh, I see, yeah.
Personal spaces.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I can never take that for granted.
Mm.
So this is for everyone. Kuna boy anaitwa Brayo, personal mm. space. Kuna Okeno Moranga, personal mm. space. Kuna nani tena, like Onsando. Mm-hmm. Onsando especially, Masaiza Texas, I think it was like 5 nights.
Mm.
Personal yeah. space yake.
Bro.
You understand? Yeah. So if I was to steal from them,
yeah,
you understand? Like,
yeah.
alafu pia, on top of that, kuna besti yangu pia naitwa Natal.
Mm-hmm.
Najua, like, personal space
mm.
and then I steal yeah. from you, do you know, like that
inauma,
cannot even
inauma.
Kwangu wezi nini alafu pia tasama kuna uboye nitwa Mr. K4 pia like
yeah.
to even me hata siwezi comprehend kuiba kutoka
yeah.
kwao
yeah.
like to me I was guilty. I'm like, this is your personal space, unajua the way
yeah.
you want to handle your personal space. This is a sort of place unataka kutembea tu na nuts zako zikiwa nje.
It's sacred to you.
Yes, it's you want to be free, but because yeah. now I'm in your space for this amount of time,
you have to
adjust everything.
Yeah.
So you've hosted mm. me. And then another thing about Kenyans in the diaspora, at mm. least from my experience, they're some of the best hosts.
Yeah.
So apart from your the business side, they'll still yeah. take you around for trips.
Yes.
Watafanya you see the town, yeah. sightseeing.
Yeah.
And then unakuja na muibia. Like, ah, zime. Kuna vitu mimi, according yeah, to mimi, it's unforgivable.
Yeah.
I cannot forgive that.
Yeah.
Yes. Stealing is not, it's not an animal instinct. Yeah. And it's not, unajua, ngono tunazasema, ati, oh.
It's an animalistic instinct. Tulilemewa enye.
Yeah.
Na maitaji likulemewa.
Yeah, mkakatiana, something happened. You understand?
Yeah, true. But stealing is like, you cannot, yeah, man, you can live without the steal.
I love to steal and then post it on social media.
Bro,
like,
that's tough. That's
like
rough.
That's damn, man.
Hey, Konene, so na cheki. Unachiki kiti nimekalia ni very comfortable. And saizi kuna vile tume upgrade studio. So kikama pa kwa studio tapata kuna vile kuna like different cupboards and the furniture just looks really good. And that's courtesy of Best Furniture. Best Furniture wako located wapi? Wako located along the Eastern Bypass. Next to Hopkins Hospital. Alafu, apart from kukumekia very good furniture, another thing that they do is you can pay on delivery. So, unangoja nini? Majuzi nakungalikisema that I've been getting busy lately, so ilibidi nibaki nime upgrade kitanda. And all I can say is, yu kitanda haujai kuji na soundtrack. Utasumbua watu. Yeah. So, changamka jo. Best furniture jo. Yeah. Cheki ule studio ni anguvu, eh? Hmm? Acheki. And uki baki umereach out to Best Furniture, usahau, eko nene. Is the guarantee. Chikigira yanaitua Ian squeezy wane. Haika Ian comfortable. Na ule nakaga iko comfortable mba. Best furniture. Iko nene.
Yeah, alafu saizi. Yeah. Vile nini, wameanza kusema they're checking social media every time you apply for a visa. Do you think to have KLM? You'll end up like, whoa, where do you live? Change. Uliba chain Australia.
I can't help but notice you have a new chain on your... Mm. Your neck.
Is that infamous?
Is that the infamous chain?
Mm.
Hey, but what would you maliza to? But I don't know, man. I wish he gets well. Me, I like to believe sasa hiyo. Hiyo ni kitu. I still, I don't know. I don't know what the intentions are. I don't understand how you can. Mtu unaweza amua tu. I mean, takuibia tu yani.
Bila no, man, do you have favor.
Power. Yeah.
I think sometimes I tuchukua hiyo kitu seriously.
Yeah, it's
so bad. Where a stranger... Someone that you never met, someone that owes you nothing,
yeah.
decides to give you a lifetime opportunity.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
And they decide to do something small for you. Mimi, aijalishagi how small something you do. I respect that. Like, you don't owe me anything. You understand?
Not, yeah.
And you've taken this chance on me. Let's be serious. For Kenyans, traveling abroad, it's a big deal.
Yeah, it is.
It's traveling to the first world, it's an even bigger deal.
Uh-huh.
As for Australia, for them to be able to host you there, they had to convince the embassy that we mwenye utarudi. They had to convince the embassy they were going to take
care of you. Usually you actually have to put up some sort of a guarantee, no?
Yes.
I think so.
Lazima wa convince, most probably yao ndio walimlipia mpaka hii fee. Unajua kuna kuna ile fee ya kwenda... Whatever.
Mm.
I love you steal from them. Like, kuna jo. Mi kuna vitu zingine, I don't know. And it's, I pull the black.
Yeah.
And the rest are such good people because you need to be called out. Whoever you are,
whoever did that needs to be called out.
Need to be
called
out. Not acceptable. If you took that and then you gave the chain to Godi Tena to use on videos,
yeah,
Godi needs to come out
and say, by the way, video me ni le power.
Because mini Godi, si Godi.
Clarify those statements, by the way. Yeah, because apana, it's not. But the question is, how was the show? Maybe ile msaidia kuinua show.
I think that just kills everything because sasa Etrek Majen ukisha maliza show, these guys are now doing their accounting and then they find out laptop imeenda. Alafu laptop zetu, they are more than the laptop. It's our work, it's our passwords,
it's got everything.
Alafu you're taking it, you're stealing a brick. Nacheki, why? Alafu unanibia kwa nini? You think because niko majuu. Unafaa kuniibia. You understand pia kuna that level of entitlement that uaga ile tunaanza kufeel ni kama wasi wako majuu, they have money falling out of their ass. You understand?
It's very sad.
But you now, and you become an international thief if you're still in Australia. Are you an international thief?
Aise reportia ni police station, apelekwa Interpol.
Yeah.
By the way, whoever did that, by the way, akome. Whoever stole, akome. We don't know who it is.
Alafu pia ni mtu, I think ni mtu hajui airports vizuri. Vile unajua airports, can you steal something from someone and you don't know if that person is whoever you think they are? Because you might be stealing a laptop, na hii laptop ikuwe maybe uko ndani, imefichwa kitu. Yes, maybe we won't have any laptop because you know you're a thief, so you don't know. Also, but any laptop, kumbe uko ndani iko na mihadarati, umefika kwa airport.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not mine. Oh, yeah. It's not. It's.
And I ulizwa, did you pack this laptop yourself?
Yeah, mtu uliza kwa swali.
Did you assemble this laptop yourself? Some all I packed it, but I didn't assemble it. Yeah, but I don't know. Chances are, because of obviously I took off from their personal space, likely. Chances are, but at the very least, even for personal use, abda mtu anaeka, but always kuwa anaeka kwa lapi, lakini that's not likely.
Yeah, but you never know. If we're to say, mtu wa kusniff, amechukua kale ka bag, ame sniff, akakaweka pale, alafu waka pass out, akakacha. You are a thief. You
all
see other
black
thief.
Umeanza kutumia nini kwa laptop?
As a thief aujui, you know, sama like, afu muizi, muizi ya tupati ya
gishima.
You can't steal from nini. I think, yo.
Yeah, yo, biting the hand that feeds you.
That's one of the worst cultures.
Yo, tunafaa kukata iyo. Kata iyo.
Ukifikiria jua worst Kenyan cultures, what else would you bring up? Because to me, yo, I like saying it, and people say that I'm too harsh on Kenyans.
Yeah.
But I like saying the fact that I hate the fact tunakuwaga dishonest. And the fact that, ata, if you come to personal space hapa kama studio,
yeah,
I'm not comfortable with all people. Kuna watu muangaliaga niko huwa naweza niibia kitu. So during that time lazima akue around
to bad spirits,
yes,
something like that.
Which other Kenyan cultures unafikiaga ni upumbavu?
Manze, the hypocrisy. Hypocrisy hapa inakuanga hali ya juu.
People
don't accept, but and again knowing Kenya, how deeply I know it.
Yes.
It's because this hypocrisy pia natokananga na just the fact that we are extremely social and we strongly care what other people think. That is our neighbors, our family, our friends, the people, the bystanders.
Yes.
As a culture, especially in the past, we cared a lot about that. So hypocrisy has been passed down so that we don't have the thing of, we rarely have the thing of admitting personal flaws.
Yes.
So you'd rather hide it, you'd rather lie about it, you'd rather live a double life than actually just own up to those personal flaws, which is one of the things that to be fair, it's not only just Kenyan. This is a human thing, but more so Kenyan, especially because of easy vitu that we also have. Religion is a huge part of our being. And the religion and its doctrine was kujionyesha hiyo kitu inakuwa imenibok kiasi, because it's just always like, hey, but you're living a double life in a way. People end up living a double life because it's not easy being, you know, it's not easy being just who you want to be. You will be dealt with very properly. Utafanyiwa vibaya sana, so lazima tufanye hizi vitu. That's one of the other things that's depending. And of course, the corruption of it. Mi naonanga kaa Kenya, sisi wote tunahitaji kitherapy hivi.
Yeah.
We are missing out. on therapy. We tunahitaji inge therapy. Maybe then we will actually get to the root of our problems. Tutaanza kwanza therapy tukue kwanza baseline. And then sasa tuanza kuchambua the individual issues that we have as a people, because to some issues, and it's kwanza na Africa in general pia. And then, you know, my theory is we've lost therapy.
Yes.
We've never needed therapy as a society because we're extremely social. That's my opinion, and I'm not a scientist.
Okay.
I'm just an idiot on the internet, babble. We've never needed that. We've always had it. Tulikuwa na izile watu wanabangaiza in their own groupings, and that kind of took care of those needs, that emotional kutoa hizo mauchafu kwa akili. But now, hii modernization ilianza kufika, and you know, remember there was a time majority of Kenya was rural, and then the rest, like 20% or even less, was urban.
Yeah.
Right now, I don't think that's still the case. Every place behaves in an urban way. So now, those community resources have kind of been lost and dissipated apo katikati, because that's how people used to be handled. Like, kulikona jia tu, everyone knows everyone's things, and they help each other with them, and or they judge you with them, whatever it was. I wasn't there even at the peak of the goodness of it. But I believe a lot of our equilibrium has been lost in these cultures shifting, which is a human thing, but I think there's been an imbalance in the way to move so fast towards the urban and Western style of living, and left our kind of social way of living faster to leave abandon mbio sana. So kuna imbalance hapo, hiyo inakuwa imenibo. But again, that being said, mimi na peananga pia ma disclaimer, knowing that we are not a monolith. This is not an every Kenyan problem.
Yes
But generally, as an organism, as a unit, tuko na traits fulani zenye zinatufanyanga tu tunakaa tu zenanibo tu, yani not badly. I still love the country, and I
it's a beautiful country. It's
na kuanga tu nimebaika na some things,
cuz vile umesema hivyo me remind, there's a video I watched, and I was not actually even planning to talk to you about this, but I watched a certain video by Wodemaya. Unajua Wodemaya?
Wodemaya, yeah, the Ghanaian guy.
Yes, he was showing the ushaendaga Ethiopia?
Yes.
When's the last time you were in Addis Ababa?
No, the last time I was in Addis Ababa, I was just flying through, but I've never...
Addis Ababa has changed so much. Do you know right now, Addis Ababa, katikati ya town, kuna place ya pedestrians, kuna place ya cyclists, na kuna place ya magari.
I've heard about that.
Kenya, we can't have place ya pedestrians. You know why? Because bodaboda zitakuja.
Yeah.
We can't have place ya cyclists, because even cars will come there.
Ah, bro.
And I always say, if we want to finish this, we can finish it. Unajua so far again, I can't come, it's rocket science.
It's
and
not,
this is
it's not, by the way. It's
the reason why unachikigi white people, ukionaga kina, have you seen ile racism ya kina Elon Musk? Elon asema, these people are coming with from the third world. They're coming from a culture of chaos and what? Addis Ababa is doing it, and it looks beautiful. Alafu, another thing that they've done, they've grown trees everywhere. There's something Mushinda can kisema that Nairobi has very few trees. Waso na agyo na mimi. Nairobi has very few trees. Addis Ababa imejamiti. It's beautiful. Waso endo wa check your video ya Wodemaya. It's like, and he shows you Addis Ababa in 2018, Addis Ababa in 2021, and Addis Ababa in 2025. It looks different. Kwa 2026, kwa schedule zangu, places to visit, Addis Ababa was not there. Right now, I've put it. Nimeweka hapo, because I know that ticket is not that expensive.
Yeah. And it's only 1 hour away.
Yes. Like, damn. By the way, tunapitwa.
Ata Kigali. Kigali is just stunning. I was there last month, or two, like in October, end of October.
Yes.
It's clean. It's and it can be, and I don't see a reason why we cannot do it anyway. Like, because when you come clean to our personal spaces, people are clean.
Yes.
Public spaces, shit. Kila mtu tu anai abuse. It's crazy.
Vilo mesema you are clean, the same thing ina happen at Addis Ababa. Like, daytime, unachiki wana sweep streets. This is something that I've tried to say so many times to nani, anaitua nani, Ubuda, Sakaja.
Yeah.
And waswanza chukwa gam harsh on Sakaja. Hule say, Sakaja, you are a young governor. You have an opportunity that these old people don't have. This is what you do.
Yeah.
instead of
you told him in
giving,
person, I'm an,
no, I always put it out there. Kuna time niko nafikiri tutabonga naye, was it like last month? We were supposed to talk but we never talked. So sakaja bado nangoje hiyo call jo, acha tu ni put out there. So I always say let's create jobs. We live in a culture of handouts. Handouts do not help anything.
No, they don't.
Let's keep Nairobi clean.
Yes.
Roads should not be brown.
Yeah, they should, yeah.
Roads no should be black.
Yes.
And tunaweza get wa Kenya wakuwa kisweep barabara. Alafu mtu akilita, we come up with a penalty system. And this penalty system is what pays these workers.
Yeah.
So we are creating jobs. And apart from creating jobs, we are creating a culture. And apart from creating a culture, we are living a city that's beautiful, kabisa, and super
and
clean.
It's good for our health. It would really be good for our health. Nani, you know Cotilda, the comedian from Uganda?
Yeah.
She had that joke about how uko in Kigali, she was like, I found out you guys have a week, like a monthly cleaning day.
Yeah.
If you did that in Uganda, she said, the only person who'd show up, is the guy who's selling the brooms.
Yeah.
I'm just realizing I give out a joke without even thinking I should have done
that. But it's a good one.
It's so funny. But anyways, you're right. It would be good for us. And things are not everything. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, we also need to care about people and ourselves as individuals and as others and as a unit of, you know, as a community and as people. I think we're one of the things that has really broken us was there was a time where this primitive accumulation of things was what drove everything. That's what killed all the trees in Nairobi. Napata kila mtu kiwa tuna lot. Unaangusha weke ma block ndio usikue ndio ukue lazy in your retirement so that you don't eat anything. Like speculative accumulation of property is one of the biggest problems that it exists sana sana in the 90s and 80s and 2000s watu walikuwa wanangangana sana kupata hizo vitu na hiyo ndio imetu cost but I think it can be reversed. Things can be done. Like to amoto, by the way, there's another thing. We are those people. Sisi tuko hiyo miaka where we are the dads now. Like, where the people, like, so even as we speak, it's not just to other people, even ourselves. This is a thing we can start saying, by the way, even though tunafaa kufanya vitu, because we are the grown-ups of today.
Yes.
Kesho watu wao wasishindwe kusema, ma dee Kenya tumefikaje, ma buda zetu walikuwa wajinga. Ama something, they did something wrong. We are those people who have the opportunity to be the wajinga right now, or we fix it so that next time watu watasema, hey, by the way, hao wasi walifikirianga. Wali saving the future.
Yes. Because
inspiration, guys. I'm inspiring. Check it. Mimi nikifanya my inspiration.
But sikudanganyi. Your video ya Addis Ababa, go and watch it.
Yeah.
And you'll be impressed. And I'd say, Sakaja, man. This is your moment, man. Sorry, like, you can learn something. Man. And then I think the Sakajas of this world, even the Rutos of this world, need to understand.
Yeah.
You cannot let a country down. You cannot let a county down because you're worried about votes. The unruliness. One thing about Addis Ababa katikati ni hakuna boda boda. Na respect boda bodas. I respect the hustle. But they have to follow rules. Majuzi nilicheki uboi, I think anajitaga biker, Nairobi, ama biker.
Like Brio or something.
Yes. He did this video where he stopped and asked cops, is it right for wasi waboda kupitia katikati ya Mandai when there's traffic?
Yeah.
Afika kwa zi. Because according to Kenyan law, boda ni kama gari.
Ni gari, yeah.
But you see, vile ufuataga traffic katikati, wana maneuver, when mse wa kaa wakiingia kwa blind spot yake.
Yeah.
Umso wa blind spot hawaoni.
And
when the accident happens, wako hapo ready kuchoma gari
yao. Kuchoma gari yao nyewe.
Alafu, there are no consequences. When's the last time uliona, like, a few boda-boda riders who've been arraigned in court for burning someone's car?
Not really.
You understand? So now, when you create this environment of lawlessness, and you create an environment where someone can say, unanitharau jusina gari. Hakuna mtu anakudharau. Just follow the rules. Unajua msoa, magari ya kikama kupate place where it's, you are innocent. Sawa, but where you've committed the sin, but now you want to hide behind poverty. Everyone is coming from poverty. Like a lot of Kenyans, people are coming from poverty. People have...
They overcome it.
Yeah, what they overcome. So where's he doing in
here?
Yeah. Watch an interrupt show. Kuku remind kuwa Lemfi inakupatia a chance to win a flight to East Africa. And all you have to do ni send money home na pia refer a friend. Alafu kisha refer a friend, una stand a chance ya kuwin a $2,000 flight voucher. Na usisahau jo, kifanya history yote, promo code ni Ekonene, which is how pia, like on your first $50 transaction, unabaki, umegeta sign up reward ya $20. So, damn, cheki jo iyo. In the process, una support Ekonene. So, usisahau kutumia promo code Ekonene. Una cheki. So, yo, unataka, yo, nini, like a $2,000 flight voucher. Very simple, bila nasema. Tumia promo code Ekonene, alafu send $50, at least $50, sindio? Utapata bado your $20 sign-up reward. Alafu utajipatia chance ya kushinda hiyo. No sahau, yo, ni festive season. Hii compare kuna shindo inaendelea mpaka lini, inaendelea between 8th December to January 8th, 2026. So, baki umechangamuka. Yeah, haraka haraka jo. Sindio? Yeah? Wacha so turudi kwa show.
See. We need to prioritize people. I don't know what happened to Sakaja. He used to speak good. I haven't heard sijamsikia anywhere or whatever he's doing. Like naona tu akipigwa pigwa online, he's not even responding to these things. Ni kama tu yani he's quiet. So I don't understand. Like is his plan working out? Ama it's not working out? Ama is it even his responsibility? Mimi nimefika hiyo point pia. I'm always like, hey, we're always asking these guys for stuff. I'm tired. If there's a thing I have to ask for someone, I'd rather do it myself. And it's na hapo ndio tumefika zile za are we like what is his thing actually? Unajua, one of the problems with politics is I've seen people have you seen Jemo Ilemse?
Yes.
Nimeona ame post nini yake, he's a pioneering comedian. He's running for senator. You seen the things he's promising he's gonna do there? I'm just like, I don't think that's a senator's job.
Oh, amekuwa akisema to do?
Yeah, like so you clean Nairobi, so you I'm like, I don't know
that's
where
a governor's
you would
job.
Utachukua broom ama you'll have personnel to do that.
Yeah, that's a governor's job. That's not your job.
Why are we promising things you cannot? Maybe you have indirect access to saying I'll influence the governor to do this, but you can be honest about that, because what has happened also is over time, our political class, this is something that somebody pointed out to me a few years ago. It was actually Thai.
Yes.
It's just like our political class have gotten to a point where they have two responsibilities. The formal, what they should do according to law.
Yes.
And then there's informal, like, expectations as well.
Yes.
And that has become part and parcel of the job. So now we are caught up in this situation where unaona ka Jemo ame announce he's running for nini. And I'm like, budo weze fanya hivyo. But kesho, mimi, whoever is supposed to do it will be like, senator anafaa kufanya hiyo job. Like senator alisema atafanya hiyo job, and it's like hana hiyo kazi. If he gets the position, he won't have what it takes to do the job. So what is the point of the, of course, so it's combining with the lies of politicians and the reality of life, of what you can actually do. Like you say you will clean all the roads, how? How? Like me nimefika hiyo point, you promise something, I'm like, how? Walk me through how you're going to do that. Otherwise, you're just lying to me right now for my votes. Yet maybe that's even my job. Unaniambia vitu na mimi ndio nafaa kujifanyiza vitu. Why are you telling me that?
I think
why are you lying to people?
That's one of the things Ile Naniel kwa mesema imo, I think early this year. See the way they were like, baba, baba, baba. But I don't think Israel alikuwa nasema ni CDF should not even exist.
Yeah.
Because CDF is a legislator, someone who's supposed to make laws doing development. You're not supposed to be doing that.
Yeah.
But you see now, of CDF for them, it's also a corruption opportunity because they handle over 100 million, I think. You know, 100 million, I think.
100 million a year.
Is it a year? Yes.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of corruption opportunity there.
Yeah.
So they can never let that go. They were like, hell no. They were like, they'll fuata.
And you know, it was me, in my opinion, it looked like a stopgap measure when Kibaki introduced it.
Yes.
Kwamba, there's a problem. The quickest way to fix it is these guys because they have access to the people. But in the process, wakafungua hole, you close another problem, you open another one. That's what it was.
Yeah.
And now they don't want to let go of it. Of course, they're fighting for it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the person who has the power to stop it needs these guys' petty votes. So it rather our chair so he can control them.
The constitution, I think in Itwanini, the high court, iliwapatia a chance to fade it out by next year. I think next year June or next year November, but now they are trying to find a certain
other way
of doing it.
Yeah.
But yes, waliambonia unconstitutional,
na
inafakuwa finished by the end of next year. But then I heard them saying they are coming up with somehow to maneuver that because they need. Alafu unajua Ruto needs them. Bilomesema.
Yeah.
So Ruto is going to sacrifice the bigger nini for Kenya.
just for them.
Ateki.
Which is so, what I don't... by the way, Sazingine, we just need to embrace the pain if it need be.
Mm.
Because even when you look at some of these things that we are solving, one kitu inakuwa imene disturb saize niyo story ya watu kutumwa out of the country to work outside the country.
Yeah,
that brain drain. That like state-sanctioned brain drain. It's really bad. Like... It's a good solution for now, right now. You give me a job. I needed a job. Thank God for someone doing that for me. But the guarantees of those, I don't know what they have put in place to guarantee those people coming back. Because if they don't, you have lost a generation of people.
Mm.
And their kids are definitely not loyal to this country. They're not going to be coming back. And you shouldn't expect them to because of Omeno Kwingine. So my thing is like, why that sounds to me like, nakumbuka a village... headmaster anatafuta tu njia ya amekuwa de facto leader wa the village.
Yes.
The most landed is just looking for a quick way to solve the problem instantly. But for having a bigger platform, I feel like better could have been done with that. Mio, hiyo ni kitu sija agree nayo kabisa. Like, ya kunini watu, we're losing a lot of energetic people.
Yeah, kuna hiyo. But vile tu umesema, I think kuna kwa gana that ka phrase, like for you to make an omelette, you have to break some eggs. And, when if you have to go back to Ethiopia kidogo, one of the things you'll notice is they have a very good public transport system. The city is very clean. The city is very organized. Everyone keeps to whatever they're supposed to do. And for us to achieve that in Kenya, we'd have to regulate borders.
Right.
And we have to break some eggs to make the omelette. Yeah. So are they going to be disappointed? And for you... Yes, na matatus pia.
Matatus, yeah.
One thing to need to realize, and this has to start from the president, there's no way your son's matatu can be breaking traffic rules.
Bro.
Your son does not need the profits. You understand? Like, there are people who need the profits. George does not
need the profits. There's no justification for that behavior from that. Of all the matris, that should be the least in a hurry.
Yes. Because he does not need the profits.
Oh, that's an interesting thing. Because matatus are an experience. When you think about it, the Nganya culture as it is, or Matri culture, it's an experience. It's a really good experience. So there's a guy I was listening to, and it was Rory Sutherland, and he's the guy, I think, the VP of Ogilvy.
Yes.
So he was talking about how a while back in the UK, they had these speed trains that were going from, you know, London to France or whatever, those trains, yeah?
Yes, yes.
And the thing is, the city, or was it the whatever, the authority that was required for it, spent a lot of money on engineering to make the thing like 2 minutes faster, like very small benefits that didn't justify the amount of money they spent. Yet he said, the assumption was people are in a rush. What if it's a better experience if you give them Wi-Fi, if you give them something so they're not in a rush?
Yes.
They actually enjoy to stay long. They want to stay longer. Like we're always assuming, and it's always like he was talking about how it's always engineers and mathematicians who work with numbers because that's what the head honchos want to see, numbers.
Yes. Yes.
And numbers are always better when they are smaller and efficient. But sometimes if it's a creative solution, it's not always looking good in numbers-wise. But ukiketi nayo, like when you experience it, when you explain it from an experiential perspective, it's actually more value than if you make it more efficient in terms of time and slashing costs, like slash the costs. People might want to stay longer and take the scenic route and enjoy that, you know, that commute to home or that commute to wherever. Instead of spending that much money on infrastructure to try and make it faster, you can spend a slight amount of money on making the Wi-Fi great, making the on board screens, like the screens on the thing, better. And that can improve the quality of what people are. So also, the assumption ya matri zina kwanga, it was on takufika home mapema.
Yeah, yeah.
You see?
Mm.
Unaweza pata kuna wasi tu wanataka by the way kuenda home pole pole.
Pole pole tu.
Walipe an extra 20 bob na waketi kwa jam na waki watch movie. Umuwapatia AC kwa matri. Like it's better. It's a better experience. Who knows? Nobody has tried it. Of course, people go to matris because it's also economically viable. But also matri would be nice if it's clean. I would rather be taking matris all around the city, honestly. Me, I'd rather than drive. But... It's not viable because it's chaotic sometimes.
Yes.
You see, for somebody a certain age, wanaanza kuchoka choka.
But
if they were to make it more comfortable and make it more just something else rather than what it is right now, I'll take the art, I'll take the music, I'll take, as long as it makes sense.
Yes.
And sit in that traffic and enjoy the ride if it's got kama iko na AC.
Alafu nini, hata vile umesema hivyo ime remind another thing that I was watching a video like inaonyesha like how China is right now building trams that don't even use a physical railway.
Wow.
So it's just been marked. Alafu tram inakuja inatumia hizo nini, and it carries road. Yes, it carries how many, like 500 people per trip. Yeah. And it's moving at a speed of 45 miles per hour.
Yeah.
45 miles per hour, you convert to kilometers, that's 72 kilometers per hour. And I was there thinking that if you had a tram moving at 72 kilometers per hour, operating between Nairobi and Thika.
Yeah.
Do you know how much traffic you're getting rid of?
Yeah.
I love this tram. One thing that it has to be una create where it's going to pass.
Mm-hmm.
And matatus have to know, if you stop, the penalty is 10 million shillings.
Yes.
You go bankrupt. Yeah. So that means that everyone will have to follow rules, because ile tram inapitaga na ikikupata njiani kikuguza ni shida.
Shida
ni kwako. Because awezi kuwa like uko halfway in, halfway out. You have to make sure that its path is clean, because it uses the same road.
Yes.
Try and imagine, we don't have to dig. Si lazima to dig barabara. So all we need kufanya ni kubongana na Chinese to ulizeni aje, we want this technology. How can you help us do this? Yeah. And we just do these things. And in the process, will that affect the matatu industry? Yes.
Yes, it will.
But at the end of the day, it's for the bigger good.
And you know, there's a way in which the opportunity can also go to the matatu industry people right now, if they just accepted that, okay, by the way, the future is going to be tough for us.
Yes, yes.
But we can be the guys in the next solution. We can be the main guys in the next solution. I'm not obsessed with the idea that it has to be a public solution. It can still be a private solution.
Yeah.
But coming from the private players themselves, it is. If they just figure out, I mean, already the idea of even circles was a huge thing that brought them together. Now ikawafanya wakakuwa more organized. Because matatus used to be more chaotic than this.
Yes, yes.
Used to be worse. Now it's gotten better. And I feel like there's a way it can still be a solution that state and private, you know, matatu can still work, so that nobody has to lose. You'll just be inconvenienced for a bit, you know, because your story is, was it kulikuwa na BRTs? Was that just the
kulikuwa na BRT? I think wali baki wameziandika Thika Road, and then I think tukot na Karibia elections, and then the way Kenyan people think is we are going to lose votes. You're not going to lose votes. Okay. Like, there are more Kenyans who are civilians than there are Kenyans who are matatu drivers and matatu whatever. Like, you have to understand. And with them also, what's going to happen is the cream will rise to the top. Yeah, so the ones who are good will end up surviving. The ones who are bad, watakuwa taken away by the system. And that's how it's supposed to be. We can't be there holding back a whole country and having a very chaotic public transport system. Why? Because we are afraid we are going to lose a few votes, we are going to piss off a few people, we are going to be anti-hustlers. No, this is development, and development comes at a price.
It requires sacrifice. Nothing comes easy, so it doesn't matter for anyone. It always is requires a bit of sacrifice or input to do something good. So I don't know, man, we have to, I think it's a mindset too that we need to switch a bit, because there will be some inconvenience. Everyone, kila mtu itauma kila mtu.
Yes. But
if we were to do those things, it could really work. Even speaking of even upcountry travel, I think it has even the least amount of resistance right now.
Yes,
I think
I
hope that is where these solutions kind of start.
Mm.
Before we even go to Nairobi, the upcountry travel is a bit of an... when you're looking from an opportunity perspective.
I think it's dangerous.
Yeah.
It's so dangerous that's why we prefer SGR. So, saizi vile SGR itakuwa ikienda mpaka Kisumu, then after Kisumu iende whatever. For me, I'm starting to think that I'll literally have no reason unless I'm driving myself, which I also don't feel very comfortable sometimes.
Yeah,
I'll have no reason to ever enter a bus or a matatu nikienda ocha. Because if that train is there, why do I need this? Because hizi ingine kutakuwa na mtu ana overlap, kutakuwa na mtu amekuja kwa hii side, kutakuwa na mtu ame... Kuna mseni mewatch video yake today, he'd posted a video of he was driving from Mombasa to Nairobi.
Yeah.
alafu akaweka these are the incidents I went through. Do you know how many times trucks were in his lane? Ile ilikuwa inabidi atoke kwa barabara. Like over this one trip and alibidi atoke kwa barabara like over 10 times.
It's exhausting. I used to love driving. Like it's easy. Driving on our roads is exhausting. Utachoka.
Yeah.
Kwanza hiyo highway kwenda na yeah. The amount of things that happen. The amount of just small mistakes, you know that pyramid, you do enough small mistakes and it becomes one big one big fatal thing eventually. It adds up somehow, like the chances, it's a probability game at some point, you know,
because we respect yellow lines.
Minambianga wase, even when I see people who are driving, like you wanachukua driving tests, I think it's always the same people who are always getting in accidents. It's never the safe people who are getting in accidents, because I think safety is a habit. It's not a thing you do. You say, oh, I drive. You develop bad habits and they become normal to you. And one day that's what costs you.
Yes.
It's never like, so you're unapatanga, because I have friends, I've had many of my friends. You'll find it's always the same guy after 3 years. Hey, nilingi accident fulani hapo bro. Oh, kuna accident pia lingianga like 7 years ago or 3 years ago. Meanwhile, I have never been in an accident.
Yes.
While I'm driving. Like, or at least that was my fault. Like, so I'm always like, how is it that, of course, people. I still get the bump from time to time. Kuna mko amekuguza na material or something, but it's like, oh, is it the same people? Then I realized, by the way, it's habits. Bad habits you start with are the habits you end up with. Me, by the way, watu pia ufaa ku audit their own habits, especially when it comes to driving. Unaangalia, what is the thing that I do that is actually unsafe when you think about it critically?
Because hiyo ni kitu moja. I remember, like, and this is something that I noticed when I was in an Uber. I noticed that vile muingia kwa junction, biwaga na tabia fulani where if I'm joining any road, I always have to slow down, stop, check, and then ingie. But I've noticed kuna wasi, they don't check long enough. Inakuwa tu ni vu, vu, vu. Alafu, in their mind, they're like, they're very good drivers.
Yes.
In my mind, I'm like, you're taking no precaution because shit happens.
Yeah,
alafu inakuwa ga, anytime it's a stop, I'll stop for like 1 second, 2 seconds. And these 2 seconds can be life-saving. And it's such an interesting thing that it's just the habit. You want to prove that you're such a good driver that you never stop at any stop.
Yeah.
Weka ziyako tu ni kama ni kuingia kwa roundabout ni
ingia tu.
Kama ni kuingia. Na shinda kwa like, what are you trying to...
And sometimes, that's why I say, sometimes they don't even know it. In their minds, that's how they know what driving is. That's how to drive. So, it's become normal. Hata muta ingia kwa accident, msia kuja kuambie, like even it is not registered that it was their fault. I used to have a bit, like I joke about, it was almost a scenario that almost happened, and then I worked it. I don't remember how the joke used to go, but it was to the effect that when I was kuna time kuna driving shags, then in a T intersection, T junction, boda boda kid came and we almost kind of karibu tuguzane, but akaenda akaanguka. So, because I was passing, it was my right of way, and yeah, kaingia tu. So the thing that he told me was like, ah, mi hata si mi naingianga hapa kila siku uliza wase. Like to him, that is right of way. That means it's his right to use that route. And it was just like, so you realize to him, he's right, and he doesn't understand what the hell is this idiot doing. Mbona hakungoja niingie juu naingianga. You see.
But it's not, it's not always the same conditions.
It's, so it's a bad safety habit that becomes normal to him. And now Kwaka is in his life. That's what he should be doing. That's his right of way. And that's usually the difference between life and death, honestly. Because at Ingia one day, all it takes is kichwa kutolewa kwa nini, kwa socket.
Because you imenikumbusha majuzi, like on last week on Friday, we were at Hoyo's kitchen, and Eden Titus Abbey's, alikuwa na perform ile set yake ya accidents. Alafu now less than 24 hours later, I'm watching, I'm less than, I think it's even less than 12 hours later, I'm watching the matatu the driver wa climax. Yuko hapo tulingiana, unajua tulingiana mbele kwa mbele
tulikozana ana kwa ana,
like hiyo ukisikiza ile joke alafu usikize hiyo, it's nini, but tukitoka kwa accidents, kulikuwa na story. Nairobi City Hall approves 2 paid monthly menstrual leave days for women. So women watakuwa kipatiwa 2 days
yeah.
where they are menstruating and they are allowed to stay at home. Yeah. Ikakuwa ni, this was to support women's well-being. And yeah. this is Governor Sakaja. So what do you think about this?
I don't think that's a bad thing.
Yeah,
I think
okay.
I think it's a good thing, but I wish, it's one of those things you wish it had been done a bit earlier.
Mm.
Now, of course, there's gonna, there might be abuse, there might be, but they'll take it anyway. Hopefully, maybe, so now the 70% will be justified, Ama. 70% pay. Be like, well, so you took 2 days, so that's now,
oh,
so for 90%.
No. 70%, oh, okay. Because I'm sure there are men who are going to be against that, but if you've seen the way women sometimes so cramps, those are quite so painful.
Yeah, painful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I have. Okay, I guess I can't share. It's not a thing I can share.
Mm.
But it's that's in, it makes sense. Mm. That's all I can say.
Yeah,
it makes a bit of sense because I didn't know about it, but I hear cramps are.
Yeah, zinakuwaga serious. Zinakuwaga serious sana. Alafu, I think this is one of those things that after Sakaja shaipitisha, even the whole county needs to follow suit. Shanut is like, I think, I don't know if it's Sweden, one of those Scandinavian countries, ama Western European countries, kunakuwaga nayo pia, ile wagana hizo stories are menstrual. Are there women who are going to abuse it? Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
But this is how to go about it, is have a woman who knows how to count hizo days.
Ama kucheck, where?
Count, yes. Alafu ijulikane, hawezi kuwa pia, if you come to cramping, it's rarely sana that most of them have pain for more than 2 days. Alafu, if you have coming from times when you used to have 0 days off, if you get 2 days off, that's enough.
Is it 2 days off or 2 days you can work from home?
It's 2 days uneza work from home, I think. But sasa kitu tricky na hii story.
Yeah, that's very, also very corporate because what about yule madhe mwenye nafagianga barabara?
Aziz, nuna kuambia sasa wengine wata hold hizo siku. Alafu pia, sisi tunabonga juu story as men. So as men, we are assuming that periods come after every 28 days. Yes. Ujwaga story ya how?
I know it's varied. Kuna wenye wa 21, kuna wa 28.
Yes. So wa 21 itakuwaji. Because wa 21, that would
mean. Wewe, madam, usha chukua yako ya mwezi.
Yeah.
Unataka nini tena?
So 21 is tricky.
Yeah, it's one of those subjective things that's hard to do, to think about. But it's also one of those things where as men we go quiet because,
yes.
I mean, we don't carry babies.
Yeah. That's but as 21
I don't even need to carry a baby in my belly to know how hectic that shit is.
But yeah, 21 pia inaweza kuwa interesting because sometimes when your 2 days might be on a weekend.
Yeah.
So kama even if it's 21,
so you roll it over to it Monday.
It might balance out.
Yeah.
Sasa si month ikikuwa.
For the long term of success of that initiative, it requires a lot of credibility from the people.
Yeah.
That's all I can say.
Yeah.
But the rest of the specifics discussion, I honestly don't feel even well equipped to discuss it.
Yeah.
As you for sure.
As dudes, man.
Yeah. How nuts, does it work? Yeah.
Our nuts are zinakuwaga primed.
I'm sure yetu tutapewa because sunajuizo za cramps za nuts pia zinakuwa the numb cramps. Cramps zinakuwanga very tough. Eh? Yeah. During.
We need our two days.
As well. Yeah, there was a time that was trending on Twitter where people would just like somebody was trolling hardcore. Nakambia madem fulani mpaka dem fulani ako what? I didn't know guys dealt with cramps as well.
Yeah. Oh shit. Kuna demali.
Kuna demali. By your story. Hey, it was so funny. Because it was just like. Yeah, kuna jamali sema, hey guys, we deal with it too. That's why sometimes we have to work side by side. So munaona nini nuts zetu zinakuanga inje nini. Uu dema ili buy, it was so funny.
Oh shit. Yeah, everyone was trying. Ulisike gaile ya nani? Ushaisike gaile ya Americs. Americs nasema gati we should sunbathe our testicles once every month.
Anasema kaivo?
Yeah.
Americs amasema we should sunbathe our testicles.
Yes, once every month.
Acha ujinga.
That's how you find yourself as a sex offender.
Yeah.
Because like, in Nairobi specifically, there's no place
to. That's a very quick way to be self-offender. But like, where is the infrastructure? Yo, tuonge na governor yo maneno bas. Governor, tupewe tu.
Roof.
You know, a roof. Sun window. So that you can do it in the privacy of your home.
Yeah.
Yeah. So kiniona niki sunbathe my balls. Wewe uluko unafanya nini?
Yeah.
Makosa ni yako. Sasa wewe.
So tunaambiana kuna kwa na ile tunaambiana as the neighborhood watch.
Eh? Yeah.
Mimi yangu Saturday ni siku yangu.
Sasa nane ni siku yangu. Yeah. Tafadhali tuzipatane hapo.
Yeah.
Tusikosane kwa hiyo ni ya ploti. Tafadhali Friday saa 8 ni ya watu wote 45 and above.
Mm.
Usipatikane kama wewe ni kijana una sunbathe. Mm. Eh, your scrotum.
Yeah.
Na wewe uko 25. Yes. That is wrong.
Sione makende
baba. 25 nyinyi nyenye mnaendanga Monday.
Hapo na je usione makende baba.
Usione makende baba yako.
Yeah, itakuwa ni laana. So mimi nilikuwa nafikiri utasema ati tupatiwe roof kama KICC. Sione na KICC unapata tu raya tu siko hapo tu. Tuna sunbathe. Sasa it could like no women allowed, no. Yes. No low flights. But
because of the there's no power imbalance.
Mm.
Women can watch if they want, but okay. they should understand the context of why we are doing this.
Yes,
it's for our health. It's for our health.
Yeah.
So wasione ni wana wakuje tu wa watch, but they just notify. Kuna channels.
Yes,
there's channels you can go through this for this thing to succeed.
Mm.
Una apply mapema, unakubali kwamba ukikuja ukiangalia hii story na inabakia hapa. Don't go discussing the shapes of our scrotums huko nje.
Yeah.
Eti niliona kwa hiyo chama yenye mna discuss. Like, eh, niliona nini ya bwana yako?
Cuz pia I think you need so kuna hiyo ya America. So America says we should sunbathe our testicles.
What are the benefits he says?
So I think it has ideas due to testosterone. Yes.
It increases testosterone.
Yes, vitamin D is good for your D.
Okay.
Yes, so kuna hiyo. Alafu sasa kuna wazungu.
Okay, before you even go further, did you look it up and see if it's actually scientifically?
I've never checked. So yeah. Americans, I've heard Americans say some of the dumbest shit.
Yeah, yeah, Americans are gonna hit and misses. Akona zingine ziko right, zingine ziko, hey bro, nini unasema?
Yes.
What the hell are you talking about? Akona misses mingi lately I've seen.
So
actually when he started,
So kuna hiyo, does sunbathing increase testosterone? No, there's no scientific evidence.
That's what I wanted to hear.
Your testicles, which is testicular tanning, increases testosterone. It can actually be harmful, risking skin cancer, harming sperm production due to heat. Alafika kwa? While sunlight UVB exposure in general helps produce vitamin D, which supports healthy testosterone, the testicles don't need direct tanning for this. General skin exposure is enough and the heat is detrimental to testicular. Umsetakagi nini? He's never any platform that can challenge him atakagi your story.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's the reason. That's why Musa Maga, if you come to these masculinity coaches, the one that I respect number one the most kabisa ni Kibe, Andrew Kibe.
Yeah,
number two, I'd say funny enough, Burale. Because them, at least, they go to platforms and they speak their mind.
They justify and they give you their reasoning. That makes sense.
Yes, yes.
That makes a lot of sense.
But sasa wazungu, hawasemi ni testicles. Wazungu wanasemaga tunafaa kusunbathe kundu.
Kundu?
Yes.
Angalia scientific evidence kabla nionge.
Yeah, so wacha tucheki.
Kama hiko scientific evidence.
So wacha tucheki yojo. No, there's no scientific evidence that sound... thing your scale perineum specifically boosts testosterone. It's a non evidence based wellness na cheki, so it's the same thing too. So sasa, exposure ya arms na face ni enough.
Sasa ukisikia saa hizi unajua sasa Americans is very influential.
Mm.
There's a chance kuna vijana wana
hii lakini kwa Americans ili kwa white people.
Yeah, but no ya test hiyo
hiyo. Yeah,
because they're white people, of course. White people do dumb shit a lot of times.
Yeah,
but it's distributed. But for Americans unapata sasa kuna kijana ako kwa mto tu fulani, river fulani, amekaa kwa mawe na nini sand baseballs zake.
Yeah, yeah.
Because aliambiwa na Americans, bro.
Yeah, kuna kwa gana hiyo.
That's a bit
risking cancer and all that.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, it's
crazy.
That's funny as hell.
Yeah.
That's funny as
hell. So which one do you think would be weird? Ukipatika na sunbathe testicles ama kundu?
So the thing is, sunbathing testicles, I'm assuming you have to leave them in their natural state before you do anything.
Yes, yes.
So that means they'll be hanging.
Mm.
So you need a way, so you have to use a mirror to sunbathe your testicles.
Azizi, si unafaa kuumelala. Unalala, alafu unaika mikono hivi.
My God.
alafu sasa kajua kanatandika. So unaacha jua inazitandika pale ziko.
So but then there's a dark side. The leeway.
Sasa si,
utana leeway side and wind side.
Utatan tu sasa ulalie tumbo.
Alafu unachora saba.
Yeah. See, unalala
the other side.
Unalala kifudi fudi lakini sasa with your legs apart.
Kifudi itakuwa ngumu bro cause unajua ziko mbele.
Yes, unajua ziko mbele. Yeah. Sasa inabidi niko
sasa so unazisukuma
nyuma zitandikwe na jua. So kuna hiyo. So hiyo alafu ya kundu ni hard. Kuzi ya kundu lazima ushikilie.
Lazima ushikilie. Inahitaji, you need leverage of some sort.
Na hiyo kushikilia sasa unajua itakuwa like, hey, huyu ni mtu, hey.
At least for the other one, unapiga tu conversation, because you have to multitask. Eh? Yeah. So you're catching up with your boys ukifanya hizo. Hey, alafu so, labda sahi ingekua time yangu ya kusandbath my balls, ingekua hapa, mwafu. Hii kitu lazima tufanye, but pia niko busy kidogo, so utanikubalia hapa kwa hii dirisha. Hii jua tufanye kwa dirisha.
Yeah, hii jua ni trick, hii jua inaweza go down.
Na hii jua ni ya mvua, na unajua jua ya mvua ndio inafanyanga the best tanning of the sunbathing.
I think jo. But yuko umeshikilia hiyo mikono mbili zote. It would be interesting. Ati umepanulia na
watu wata invent vitu za kutumia.
Yeah.
Utapata tu Shark Tank or Lion's Den, kuna mtu ana pitch something ya sunbathing of your perineum.
Yeah. Perineum, yes.
Perineum, yeah.
Alafu inakuwa umepanulia nini? Jua.
Jua.
Alafu mtu aseme jua kali. Ends up with a whole other different meaning, man.
Yeah.
Like it's crazy.
Things vitu kama hizi echo flows the power hizi zenye unatumianga inahitaji sasa sun in a bottle. Cheki. That is the best invention, sun in a bottle. You don't have to go outside and later unajipatia trapper.
Na ingiza? Yeah, which is
the sun in a bottle.
Which
nice.
Is crazy, man. Yeah. But kama uko out there ukisikiza say cuz I think there's so many things that are not evidence based,
yeah.
But people just believe. So
yeah,
ukitaka kwenda ku sunbath testicles zako kama uko Kenya you can't risk it, but place kama states jo you can't risk it kule unajiona kwa automatically ni sex offender. If a kid sees you automatically even if it's by accident ni sex offender.
Really?
So ti, yeah so tatuseme ati vile suko jo mtaani atikile
yeah.
Like umekazwa na mkojo unaenda kwa kona fulani alafu na shake. If a kid sees you by accident automatically you become a sex offender.
Damn.
And you have to register. Kuna msali kwa natuchanua na tuambia vile the life of a sex offender is so messed up. Kuna like a Kenyan in America likuja hapa kutuambia yo story. Kwa tuambia it's so messed up that unambiwa gwa since watu yu anenda kuwa mall up to this time hawezi enda kuwa mall. So kuna time the only time uza enda kuwa mall is when kids are in school. So the hours that kids are in school and even during that time if you're kwa mall ukienda hivi afu ni mtu mdogo lazima u keep distance.
Yeah.
But upatikane weekend. Kwa mall hivyo, unaweza rudi jela.
Damn.
So now try to imagine kusunbathe testicles zako alafu atoi 15 wakuona.
You're doing it for your health, manze.
Become an RSO, registered sex offender.
You know?
That's just crazy, man.
And then do you have to renew your registration?
Yeah, I think you have to renew it.
Or you would leave it.
Yes.
If you have gone over a certain period of time without offense,
then
you can be removed from the list.
Alafu kuna ile, now you are an RSO for life.
Yeah.
Where even if when you're 90, you're still an RSO.
But it's because white people do weird shit, man.
Yeah, yeah.
These are stories I'm talking about. It's you on a white vans. It's a known fact that it's the cause that also abduct people. That, and that has been since the 70s.
Yeah.
Kumbuka yo joke ya Louis C.K. where they just knew a guy. That was him. He was a sex offender. Everyone knew him. Like, it's crazy. For kids.
So go out there, Joe. So see, let me try kuambia ni, don't be an RSO, man.
Don't be.
Yes, yes. So, imekuwa ni episode 573. So, unacheki, hii episode na Doug, na ishota ni kiasi, na jona fakwa, by the time tunashoot, na fakwa na ishia VIP show ya Soulfest. So, na huptiko yangu isha fika, Joe. VIP show, sana taka kuenda hapo. Yo VIP show na kujambaka na dinner.
God damn. Living the life, my man.
I'm hoping like yonaangalia simu hapa huyu mtu wa VIP ametoka kuniambia ni dungia after show. So the dinner is supposed to start at 6 p.m.
Very nice.
So performances start at 8. Mm-hmm. So nataka tu kuenda hapo ni chill na VIP kidogo nione like yeah. how it is. But hey Doug, though, as usual man, it's always fun to have you on.
Always man, always.
Nimeenjoy sana hii conversation. Alafu yeah. I think tumechanua watu juu ya sunbathe.
Mm.
Go out Milan. Into the world and sunbathe.
Yeah, bro.
Alafu pia nini? Tukimalizia lazima tuseme it come to story ya Godi, tulisema ni allegations.
Allegations. Only.
Yes, those are yeah. allegations. We don't know if it's good. We don't know if it's another abandoned artist. Saizi, all evidence points at him because he's the only person.
Circumstantial evidence.
Yes, he's got circumstantial evidence. Yeah. So yeye mwenye, tutangoja kucheki kama ata address hizo rumors kama ni yeye. Na kama si yeye, whoever the artist it is, shame on you, man. Like, don't do that, man. Alafu pia sisi kama wa Kenya, let's be more honest, man. You can't usiwaifanya hivyo. Mtu asikuhost hata kwa nyumba yake, it doesn't have to be abroad. Mtu asikuhost kwa nyumba yake alafu unalala kwa couch uone kuna thao mbili liko imeingia katikati ya cushions uibe. Wow. Don't do that.
Not very nice.
Yes. Not just nice. Always let's be grateful and tusikue vile tunakuaga. Yeah, let's fight the urge to be 100% Kenyan. Sindio?
Yeah, to do the negative Kenyan thing.
Yes. Yeah, so
let's
yeah.
do the positive Kenyan thing.
Yeah, imekuwa ni episode 573. So wow. I always do this kind of mathematics thing
yeah.
where I say something like that means that we've done 3 shows 191 times. Najua.
Yeah.
Ama we've done 191 shows 3 times.
3 times.
That's 573. That's so yeah, man, that's
I actually
crazy,
hoped
man.
That we would time it. Remember I used to come at near
99.
I did the 100th episode.
Yes.
And then 190 something.
If I don't forget, you're going to have to wait for the 1,000th.
Yes.
The triple O.
Yeah, that would be nice.
That would be nice, man. Might have to check it, Joe. Because I think even triple O might even be next year.
Yeah.
But if not next year, it has to be by
2007. Yeah, because he moved fast. I was just here like a few months ago and already.
Yes.
Sharuka
miambi. I think, okay, itakuwa next year, but guaranteed, I think itakuwa 2027.
Yeah.
So, yeah, tutaku keep up mind tuone kama it happen ifo.
Okay.
Yeah.
For sure, man.
Yeah. Cheers. But yeah, kama kawaida vile susamaga, like, subscribe, hit the notification button, tell a friend. Tukimalizia tukisema eko nene.
Eko nene.